The Highwaymen Artists are a group of African-American painters who specialize in beautiful Florida landscapes. These artists were inspired by white artist Beanie Backus of Fort Pierce, but developed their own unique style of painting very quickly in large quantities using inexpensive materials. With the exception of Highwayman Alfred Hare, who studied with Backus, the Highwaymen Artists were mostly self-taught. The original group of Highwaymen Artists emerged in the mid-1950s in the Fort Pierce area. Their work was not sold in galleries, but from cars driven from one end of Florida to the other. Al Black is one of the original Highwaymen Artists, but that's not how he started with the group.
Yes, sir. I was the salesman for the whole group. I would load all the paintings up in the car and take off in the mornings. And if they give me 50 paintings, I would sell 50 paintings.
Al Black explains the secret of his success as he took the Highwaymen paintings from Fort Pierce down to the Keys and up to Alabama and many places in between.
Well, I was always a good talker, and I would go around and I would go to the real estate offices, doctor's offices, and attorneys, and motels, and different offices, and I would go in and say, my name is Al Black, say I'm representing A. Hare, Newton, whoever I was selling for at that time, and I said, I would like what know would you all be interested in some paintings if it wouldn't take up too much of y'all's time. And most of the time, they would let me come in and sell some.
While Black was transporting Highwaymen paintings around the state to sell, they would sometimes get damaged. Often he would load the paintings into his car while they were still wet. That was how Al Black started painting.
I would fix the paintings when I mess them up on the road because we had to sell them real fast because in that time we were selling them real low and we had to keep on painting. And while they would be painting, I would be out on the road. And I learned how to paint by fixing all the different artists' paintings when I mess one up.
After years of successfully selling the work of other Highwaymen artists, Al Black decided he could create Florida landscapes himself.
After I fixed them for so many years, I was a salesman back in the 60s up until the 70s. And after I fixed so many, I could start painting myself.
Al Black's story is unique among the more than two dozen Highwaymen artists. He could not sell his work for more than a decade.
Well, I was in the prison system for 12 years, but I've still painted. They allowed me to paint right there in prison. And ain't too many people ever was able to paint in prison. But by me being one of the Highwaymen, and I was famous and everything, they went on and let me paint it. I sold most of them already, but everything I paint, it sells anyway. So I don't hardly have any more of those prisoner paintings, but the ones was signed with a block A, those paintings sell for more because it won't be any more of that because they're all prisoner paintings.
The Highwaymen Artists are known for their idyllic depictions of the natural Florida prior to development and urban sprawl. Their paintings focus on marshlands, river scenes, beaches, sunrises and sunsets, palm trees, brightly colored poinciana trees, Spanish moss hanging from cypress trees, and Florida's indigenous wildlife. Al Black says that their paintings preserve Florida history.
That's right, because of you, the way Florida used to look, it don't look that way anymore. So we all captured it on canvas.
The original group of Highwaymen Artists followed the examples of Alfred Hare, who studied with Beanie Backus, and Harold Newton. Mary Ann Carroll is a pastor from Fort Pierce and an original Highwaymen Artist. Her mentor was Harold Newton.
I saw his car with a fiery flame painted on the side, and I've always been intrigued by things that was different, and that was different. And so one day I saw him sitting on 20th Street talking to somebody, and I saw it and I stopped and went asking questions about the car, and he let me know he painted it. So then it was a painting laying in the back seat, and I always thought this stuff was done with a camera. I didn't ever think it would be done by people. Well, see, when I was small, I'd look at the catalogs and stuff, and I guess that's why I thought that way. I used to like look at Norman Rockwell's work, but it never dawned on me that it could be done that way. When I saw Harold's, then he told me he did it. I saw him painting on a tree. And I stopped, drove in the yard, and I stopped. And he, I didn't interrupt him. I just, he knew me from seeing me over there on 20th Street. So he didn't have to ask me who I was, what I was looking for. And I just watched him paint. So when he got through, I asked him, would he show me, teach me? So, and he said, yeah. So I went over there one day, and he tacked me up an 18 by 24 board. And it was a river scene. And I'll never forget, he co-phased two palms on it because I didn't know how to paint no trees. He mixed the colors for me, and that's how I went. It was more or less like pastel colors. And so I just went on wild myself, painting what colors I like. I couldn't never get them all like I wanted them a lot of time, but other people see them and like them, so I didn't have a problem with that, you know. So, but he was, he inspired me through the works that he'd done. And he's the first one that I have known that was actually a highwayman. But we never looked at it like that, but we accepted the name because it's the way you made your living. They really didn't feel like we was gallery material, so we had to do what we had to do. I guess you could call it a mobile gallery. And so this is the way it had started, and it went on from there to where it is now.
Mary Ann Carroll is the only female highwayman artist. She says that the artists never thought of themselves as any kind of organized group. The name highwayman was assigned to the painters by art dealer Jim Fitch in 1995 in an article he wrote for the magazine Antiques and Art Around Florida.
We weren't really a group, per se. We were all independent bodies with our own self and same desires and tasks. They're like a bunch of people in Orange Grove picking fruit, but everybody picking his own fruit. You know, you need to go and look to get none of mine that I pick your own fruit. So we basically was associated by our gift. And they really, I didn't really have a problem with the guys. They didn't go out the way to let me know they was going to help me or nothing like that. So I just looked at it as a woman surviving in a man's world, and I knew I had to do what I had to do because I had responsibility. Down the line, I had responsibility to 7 children, raised single parent. And this is why I can't see people not falling out because they have to raise 1 or 2 kids. And I mean, it's just, I did it, and it was nothing. I know it was the grace of God, but I thank God because Jim Crow days and all that stuff. But I notice in life that there are people that take you for who you are and for not what somebody else wants you to be. And there were many whites that was there for us. And there were many that looked like they wanted to say, well, get out of here. You know, and it's just a thing where it worked out fine in our behalf. And there were many nice people as well as unnice. And that go on every side of the world, every side of the race, creed and color. We all have some hang-ups and problems. But me, they used to tell me that, so how do you feel about calling a highwayman? I said, it doesn't really bother me, you know, because when a little common judgment, when I looked, you know, when Adam and Eve came from man's side, and so she was called woman, and I noticed on man and men, the last 3 letters spells the same. So therefore, it doesn't bother me, and it didn't bother me really. And I never thought of nothing like that as me being a woman, they being a man. I just thought of us as being artists to make a living for ourselves.
In addition to being a painter, Mary Ann Carroll expresses herself in other creative ways as a poet and musician.
It's all just a part of me. Like you might get tired of wearing black shoes and put on some brown ones or something like that. I just look at it as a mind soother. And I travel 5 states singing gospel. Made 2 records and have some now sitting back. Had them for about 10 years. I want to put them out on a CD now. And I pastor a church, small congregation of people. And I thank God that we lost one here a few weeks ago that was very dedicated. And I even painted houses and did a little plumbing. I mean, all this. I raised 7 kids, as I said, single parent. And I always felt that an honest dollar was more than any dollar in the world in my hands, an honest dollar. Not one that I got out and cheated somebody or stole or something like that. body bargain. And so I'm just grateful to God that he had those gifts for me.
Like the other highwayman artists, Mary Ann Carroll is preserving a part of Florida that is quickly disappearing to development and urban sprawl.
You look back, even now, it's still a little bit, but from when I was coming up, the places that we was raised, they're not there now. And the schools that we used to attend, basically almost gone. And it's just the scenery that used to be there is not there now. And we either have to memorize it from the spot it was in, or some of it is still there. We can, you know, like Savannah's, they're still there. They haven't been bothered too much. And the inlet, St. Louis Inlet, is still there. It haven't really been bothered, the water site. But I guess if it hadn't been for water management, it would have been tampered with also. And a lot of the backwoods, country scenes and things are gone. They're not there now. And it have taken a whole lot of nature from our view.
Roy McClendon is also one of the handful of highwayman artists who originated the movement in the Fort Pierce area in the mid-1950s. Soon after Jim Fitch coined the name highwayman artists, books soon followed. In 2001, Gary Monroe wrote the book, The Highwaymen, Florida's African-American Landscape Painters, and in 2005, Bob Beattie wrote Florida's Highwaymen, Legendary Landscapes. In 2004, 26 artists called the Highwaymen were inducted into the Florida Artists Hall of Fame. McClendon says he was surprised to discover how many Highwaymen artists there were.
Well, Gary Monroe written this book, and Jim Fitch over in the Seaburn, he named us the Highwaymen. So, and then even in the book about the Highwaymen, Gary Monroe, so then we all was inducted into the Hall of Fame. See, what happened is a lot of people in the book, I didn't even know. But they had the name in the book, so they put everybody in the book in the Hall of Fame. So that's what happened there. Because a lot of them, I never heard tell the highwaymen come out. And then a lot of people want to get on the wagon because the price went up, you know. Oh, yeah, because the picture like when you sell for $35, I'm selling for $35 and $4,500 for the same painting, you know. So now everybody want to be a highwayman.
As McClendon points out, the average price for a highwayman painting in the 1950s and 60s was $35, and today it's not unusual for them to sell for $3,500. More importantly, the story of the highwayman artists is one of creative people making economic opportunities for themselves in a difficult era of racial segregation in Florida.